female. It is a pity that she is among these impassioned rebels who seek to destroy the Notare Abel, despite the fact that she carries true Tare. Were she not, I would have most certainly considered seeking her out. Together, we could continue our species, at least for one more generation, had we together the stomach for it. I straighten up where I stand at the window, looking out. The clock now reads 21:48. Much time has passed. Time, this inconsequential thing, is inconsequential a concept as grief. No, the rebels must be rooted out and slaughtered. I say the words out loud. Hearing them always serves as a means of solidifying truth, lest my mind attempt to stray. They have lost their way. It is with a certain acceptance that I exhale that fleeting ephemeral desire and return to a truth that is as lonely as I am. I am the last, and the last I must remain, for my kind was doomed from the moment we sacrificed ourselves when Sestilia fell. We chose to stay behind, all but one. Myself. I wonder every so often were my purpose here not so necessary. If it were, perhaps, not too great a sacrifice, not to die alongside the rest. Instead, I must remain here, in this wretched world, as the last of my kind, dedicated to my purpose, until the Tare shifts again and life itself fades. I will watch these Notare fall, as I have watched them fall for the past 3 millennia, until, some millennia from now, I too return to dust. And that will be the end of the role of the Lave. 3:34. I move back to my desk and continue to pore over the correspondence I have received from the Notare around the world. 7 regions. The Dira, Brianna, Karata, Hivia, Mothanithra, Strentara. All regions are functioning as well as predicted, short of Karata across the ocean, where Notare Tanin continues to pillage and burn and destroy. I attempt to reach him on one of the few communication devices still functional in this new world, a thing the humans call computer, but the connection does not go through. I do not believe he uses this or any other technology born of this world, unless it is to destroy. And I understand why he has chosen this path, even if I do not approve. I wrinkle my nose in distaste at the thought of returning to that part of this globe to negotiate with Tanin directly. His region holds the manufacturing plants necessary to create these communication technologies, as well as other life-saving harvesting equipment that other regions do not. If the humans fall beneath his attacks as he advances further and further east, then it will all be lost. And if these humans here in Brianna do not get their small, frail hands on those technologies soon, they may no longer have enough food to sustain their rapidly increasing human population. They are a species much like a virus. How greedily they consume. I sigh and repeat my thoughts out loud. Tanin will need to be dealt with soon. Yet, before I can cross the world, I will need to root out the rebels here who disgraced the Tare with their attacks on Notare Abel. That it was given to her, a human, matters not. They disgraced themselves by attempting to interfere, forcing the Tare's hand as if it were a mortal.